Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
BYU is a university run by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I happen to be a student at that university right now in the journalism major, and I have to talk about something that is happening at my university right now because I find myself at the front lines of it. And again, if you've been with my channel for a long time, you're going to notice I haven't talked about things like this in a long time, and the reason why I'm talking about it today is because I'm at the front lines of it, and it's huge for what is going on in America today. Now, if you're here because you haven't listened to me before, and you're just here for what I'm talking about. Again, I don't talk about this very often, but because I have seen it all happen in front of me, I feel that I have to talk about it. If you didn't know, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding this article, I'll put it up right here, that came out from the student newspaper that I am a part of called The Daily Universe. It is the student newspaper at BYU. And if you're a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you know why this story would be controversial. The reason why is because it shows a pro-abortion spin, which is not something that the church believes in. If you aren't a member of the church, let me briefly tell you why it is so controversial. And then I'll talk about what I have seen as someone who is, again, in the front lines of what is happening, and I can see what is happening internally with this story at BYU right now. I currently write for the newspaper weekly, so I see what's going on. So BYU, again, this is for those who don't really understand what how the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints works. BYU is sponsored by that church, and this isn't a loose sponsoring. This is a direct sponsorship, and what I mean by that is that we start our classes every day with a prayer. We have to take religion classes in order to graduate from this university, and the leaders of the church are speaking at our university weekly, and of course, the university is funded by the church. So this isn't like some loose affiliation. It is a direct sponsorship from the church, and one of the fundamental doctrines of the church is the sanctity of life. And so because of that, abortion is seen as a massive, massive sin in the church. And as I've said on past shows, I've talked about this in the past, it is seen as such a bad sin in the church that it is, if you abort a baby as a member, it is seen as grounds for disciplinary action and maybe even excommunication. If you've aborted a baby before you join the church, you actually have to go through a special interview before you can get baptized. And you essentially, in that interview, have to denounce that abortion and repent of that sin. So, and that's not an interview process that you have to do in the same way when just normally getting baptized. So again, it's seen as a very serious sin in the church, and it's a big deal. Now, the article that was written by a student that I do personally know. I've had classes with this student. I won't say his name. It is up on the article. They haven't taken that down. And if you want to go look it up, it's fine. But I also know about all of the internal talking among the Daily Universe from some of the administrators to the students and the way that they've all talked about it because they've gotten together and actually counseled about this. So it's not like this article went out and no one's talking about it. It has obviously gotten a lot of heat. Mike Lee came out and has been very critical of it for obvious reasons as a member of the church. And because I've been a part of all this internal stuff, I have to say a few things that I feel is not being said from all the other people who have talked about it. Obviously, I don't want to just recreate a video that's already been made. But because I've seen and heard all these things, I have to talk about a few things because there's a lot of the other stuff is just purely speculation. And before I say this stuff, I have to tell you that I'm just going to tell you what's happening. I'm just going to tell the truth. I might say some things that surprise you, whether you're pro-abortion or not pro, hopefully not pro-abortion, as I'm not. And I also have to tell you that there's some nuance in all of this. And I also, again, I'm just getting my biases out there. I need you to know that I'm deeply conservative and deeply, deeply pro-life. So I'm biased 100%, but I am going to just try to tell you how it is. Anyway, all of that out of the way. Here's what people are saying internally in the Daily Universe right now. They aren't taking the article down. It's not going to happen. At least as of now, what I've heard in the last 24 hours, they're not taking it down. And the reason why I say that is because, in fact, BYU itself has reached out to us at the universe and said there's nothing wrong with the story. Nothing wrong with the story. Those are the exact words that I've heard. So I think this is dead wrong. I mean, I could not be more frustrated by this. I think this is so dead wrong. And here is the biggest reason. If you look at the content of the story, it is mostly reporting a story that actually happened. Like if you actually go into the story and you watch and you see what this student has written about, it's a pro-abortion rally that they held. And then, of course, they use euphemisms the whole time. But most of the story is actually interviews. So it's actually not this person writing. It's just what they're saying. And if you look at that, it's like, okay, yeah, you can report on what is actually happening. I actually think that's fine. But the headline itself is a massive mistake to have up at an institution connected to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Because as I said earlier, it is so clear that the church doesn't support abortion. In fact, it is, again, one of the vilest sins. That's not just my opinion. That is the church stance. And this internal discussion at BYU, many have criticized their critiques online by saying that the headline was accurate. That's what I've heard at BYU. They're saying, oh, well, it was just an accurate story. That's kind of that's the critique on the critiques, or on the critics, rather. Let me read the headline for you, just to recap it. It says, Utah women rally for reproductive rights, comma, voter action. That is the most euphemistic language I have ever heard. In fact, I commented on that post. That post doesn't exist. I mean, the post exists. You can't comment on it. I was one of the first people to comment on it. I said, very euphemistic language. And of course, this is what pro-abortion people always do, because you can't really say, yeah, it's murdering babies. It turns out that people don't support it when you say that. And so they use words like clump of cells. They use, instead of abortion, they use things like reproductive rights. And I didn't say anything angry towards the universe. I just simply commented and said, that's very euphemistic. No one in the U.S., by the way, talking about that jargon, no one is denied the right to have babies if they have a consenting adult who will create them with them. Reproductive rights, newsflash, it exists. If there's a consenting adult that wants to have sex with you, you can go out and, God willing, you can have a baby. You have all the right to do it. I mean, what rights do you want? No one. So it's euphemistic. We all know this. The language about how abortion is reproductive rights is evil. It is not just euphemistic. It is actually evil because it is done with the purpose of more people. It wants to encourage more people to go out and have abortions. And they'll also bring up things like birth control and IVF and talk about how that is all kind of roped into one. It's not. It's completely different. And the people in this story, again, not the writer, but I'm talking about the people that were interviewed, they know that. And the thing that they were advocating for in those, you know, those rallies was abortion rights. And just call it abortion rights. Don't call it reproductive rights, because it's neither accurate nor good. It's just a lie. So there's no, and by the way, there's no meaningful statewide or national push to take IVF or birth control away right now. There's not. So again, that's how we know that these rallies are all about abortion, because at the end of the day, Utah's not trying to get rid of IVF. There's not a single person who's really actively talking about that right now that has any meaningful power in Utah or in the United States. Put that aside though. The other reason why the universe should take it down is the lack of balance. So the headline is bad enough. It is a completely inappropriate headline for BYU. It's also just bad. It's just inaccurate. However, the other problem is the lack of balance. And there are two types of imbalance. The first is embedded in the story. There's no counter narrative whatsoever. That's the biggest problem with the story itself. I said earlier, yes, you can report on what you want to report on. You can say something that just happened, whether you agree with it or not. I'm fine with that. But you have to provide some sort of fair counter narrative. And by the way, if you're talking about something that goes against the doctrine of the church, I think it's more than appropriate to put in there, by the way, the church does not believe abortion is good. It's pretty simple. Just put something in there like that. Nothing like that was provided, and that's bad. But here's the second part of imbalance, and this is the thing that frustrates me the most as someone who works for the Daily Universe. By the way, this is my third semester at the Daily Universe, so this isn't just me talking like, oh, you know, the semester started a month ago. I've been doing this for a month. It's been more than a year now that I've had experience at the universe. This is my biggest frustration with them. It's the fact that the universe is a group of students who think all alike, and because of that, they're coming up with the same stories. I can say from working with them that they're actually not that woke. I'm talking about the students right now. I'll talk about the faculty in a second. They're actually not that woke, the students. They're not those leftist activists that we hear about in those campuses that are having crazy pro-Hamas protests every day. You've noticed BYU doesn't have those. And the reason why is because it turns out there's actually not that many crazy leftists at BYU. They're students who just happen to think the same way. And this is the problem with many of our institutions today. There is no one, hardly, conservative to even propose a balanced story if there was a balanced story to this. There's no one to even propose it. And by the way, if there are a couple like myself or someone else, they don't feel that comfortable to do it. Because frankly, at BYU, sometimes you lose grades because you do conservative things. Obviously, that happens all over the country, but it even happens at BYU. And that's why you get 30 stories in one semester talking about climate change and zero about immigration. That actually happens. It's because everyone just thinks the same way. Again, I actually don't think it's this woke mob. It's literally as simple as people just all think the same, because it turns out the people who want to go into journalism, they tend to all think the same. And then they just propose the same things. And I actually, taking it a little bit bigger, it happens at the Daily Universe. It happens at CNN. It happens at NBC. Sure, there are some crazy, crazy leftists there. But even if you're not crazy, you're just one and the same. You're just doing the same thing as everyone else. That's why there's compilations of journalists out there from way different networks saying the exact same words. Is it because they all got in a meeting that morning and talked about what they were going to say? It's actually not. It's much more simple. It's just they plagiarize each other and they just all think the same. It's a hive mind. And that's what happens at the Daily Universe sometimes. Now, that's how I feel about BYU, but I have to say this as well, and this is the part that might offend some of you, but hate the sin, not the sinner, guys. Because I have to say, again, I'm not even friends with the guy who wrote this. I just know him. In the case of the guy who wrote this story, they actually deleted a lot of the... they made it so you can't comment on the post. A massive mistake, I think. And I think partly the reason why is because they don't want to actually have a conversation about this because they know they're wrong. But on the other hand, at least what they've been saying internally is they're trying to do this also to protect this student. And I get that as conservatives, sometimes we feel like these institutions are fully corrupt. We want to go in and we want to attack, which is actually great because conservatives in the past have not really attacked and been part of those culture wars like they should have been. But in this case, there are problems, but this student just wanted to get a good grade. Again, sometimes we want to make this a huge thing. Yes, it spells problems for BYU at large, which I'll talk about in a second because I have some more internal stuff about that. But for this student specifically, is it possible that he just wanted an easy story? I'm sure he's liberal. Obviously, a conservative wouldn't really cover something like this, but he's not the activist that you think he is. He just went out and got a good grade. So may I suggest, hate the sin, not the sinner. There wasn't this leftist mastermind in the background thinking about posting a pro-abortion thing on BYU and it's going to change everything. No, it's actually very simple. Students just want good grades. It really is that simple 90% of the time. Baylor, by the way, this gets into internal stuff a little bit. Baylor actually did a really good study, and I think it applies to BYU perfectly. A very good study on wokeness, and found that in big institutions, I think this totally applies to BYU, it's actually almost never the people at the top of that institution or the bottom that is promoting the wokeness. Almost every time what they found was it's the middle managers. I can say for certain that is what is happening at BYU right now. BYU as a whole is struggling big time with this. If you look at President Shane Reese, who's the new president of BYU, he said some pretty good stuff. He's not a leftist, guys. I've had some very conservative friends have some very conservative conversations with him, and he said some pretty solid stuff. The apostles of our church, who, again, sponsor this institution, they're pretty conservative dudes. President Oaks, who is if you're not a member of the church, basically second in line, the assistant to the president of the church, he literally gives speeches about the importance of the Constitution. This is not a leftist. Yet, the middle, and again, I don't think the students are particularly liberal either. They're kind of moderate liberal. Yeah, they buy into the mainstream media, sure, but it's the middle managers. And those middle managers have made a huge impact negatively on BYU. People need to know the actual things that are happening at BYU right now. So please share this video with people who are involved in this right now, guys, because again, I want them to get an actual idea of what's happening rather than some of the speculation, whether it's coming from the right or the left online right now, if you DM me in my Instagram, it's on YouTube. I have my link to my Instagram. If you have any questions about this story, I'll answer them. So just DM me and I'll get back to you. A lot of people have asked me, guys, what is my favorite movie of the year? And I gotta say, I think it is Am I Racist? If you weren't able to see Am I Racist in theaters, it's actually going on a Daily Wire Plus right now. If you go to my code and link in the description, you'll get 35% off Daily Wire Plus with the code DEI. Again, use that link in the description below because then you support my channel. You also get 35% of not just Am I Racist, but all of the Daily Wire Plus content. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.